Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise. All hail King Jesus, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Our Father, we come into your presence today to worship you, to thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your great love, Lord, a love that showed itself by giving your Son to die for each and every one of us, so that we may have our sins forgiven and be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Father, I thank you for giving me the opportunity today to lead in this time of worship. I thank you for the thousands that are joining us right now from all across the country for the express purpose of just concentrating on you, lifting our hearts and our minds and our hands in worship to the Lamb of God, to Jesus the Christ. Father, I pray that you will work through this program, anoint this program with your Holy Spirit, so that those that are here might feel your presence in their lives. We know we all go through difficult times in life, Lord, but we also know that we have a good shepherd that is with us, guiding us, directing us, preparing places for us. Later on, Father, we're going to share a wonderful psalm of David, but not one from the Psalms, but one that he prayed to you. We find it, Lord, in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, We'll share that later. And we're talking about the 23rd Psalm again, the part that said that you're going to prepare a place for us, a table for us in the midst of our enemies. We thank you, Father, that even now you are preparing a place for us so that we may spend eternity with you. But Lord, as long as we're here, we want to worship you. We want to praise your holy name. We want to be at your feet just to say thank you for all that you've done for us through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer. So, Father, take pleasure in this program today. It is for you, for the majesty and the glory of your name.
Tender Savior, gracious Lord, how can I express my grateful heart for all you do, how you love, how you lead, how you bless. Gentle Savior, loving Lord, how can I repay the debt I owe for all you've done? Every moment, every hour, every day, gentle grace, amazing, tender, gentle grace. I lift my hands, lift up my face to thank all of heaven for your love and your gentle grace. Jesus, gracious King, receive my gift of praise. Look beyond my broken heart, Father, look
I'd like to share with you David's Song of Praise, a psalm but not found in the Psalms. We find this in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 8 through 36, a song of praise that David gave during the dedication of the temple. Today I'd like to share these verses with you from the Living Bible. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim His greatness. Let the whole world know what He has done. Sing to Him. Yes, sing His praises. Tell everyone about His miracles. Exalt His holy name. O worshipers of the Lord, rejoice. Search for the Lord and for His strength, and keep on searching. Think of the wonderful works He has done, the miracles, and the judgments He handed down. O children of Israel, God's servant, O descendants of Jacob, God's chosen one, He is the Lord our God. His rule is seen throughout the land. He always stands by His covenant, the commitment He made to 1,000 generations. This is the covenant He made with Abraham, and the oath He swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to the people of Israel as a never-ending treaty. I will give you the land of Canaan as your special possession. He said this when they were few in number, a tiny group of strangers in Canaan. They wandered back and forth between nations, from one kingdom to another. Yet He did not let anyone oppress them. He warned kings on their behalf, "Do not touch these people I have chosen, and do not hurt my prophets." Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Each day proclaim the good news that He saves. Publish His glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things He does. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be revered above all gods. The gods of all the other nations are merely idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty surround Him. Strength and beauty are in His dwelling. O nations of the world, recognize the Lord. Recognize that the Lord is glorious and strong. Give to the Lord the glory He deserves. Bring your offering and come to worship Him. Worship the Lord in all His holy splendor. Let all the earth tremble before Him. The world is firmly established and cannot be shaken. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice. Tell all the nations that the Lord is King. Let the sea and everything in it shout His praise. Let the fields and their crops burst forth with joy. Let the trees of the forest rustle with praise before the Lord, for He is coming to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Cry out, "Save us, O God of our salvation. Gather and rescue us from among the nations, so we can thank Your holy name and rejoice and praise You." Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting.
I stand in His presence.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. Thank you so much for joining me today. We just heard from the David Clydesdale Orchestra and Chorus, Holy Is He and Holy, Holy, Holy. Right now in the background, it's the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra of London under the direction of David Clydesdale, a medley of songs, which I won't name them all, beginning with the song, Oh Come, Let Us Adore Him, and wind up with Jesus Loves Me. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I pray that the songs and the messages have been meaningful to your life. Coming up a little later in our broadcast today, we're going to continue our little devotional by Max Licato, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms, continuing with Psalm 23 and the verse, You shall prepare a table in the presence of my enemies. At this point in the psalm, David's mind seems to be lingering in the high country with sheep. This is a new land, so the shepherd must be careful. Ideally, the grazing area will be flat, a mesa or tableland. The shepherd, in very real sense, has prepared a table and prepared for you a safe place of nourishment. Suppose he, in the hour of your failure, invited you to a meal. What would you say if I told you that he has done exactly that? You see, he has called us to himself and invited us to take a permanent place at his table. You possess every spiritual blessing possible. In Ephesians 1:3, it says, In Christ, God has given us every spiritual blessing in the heavenly world. This is the gift offered to the lowest sinner on earth. I'll be sharing this devotional by Max Licato coming up in our broadcast a little later on. Briefly, let me just say thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. Your monthly gifts keep us on the air, and your support is very, very important. So write to me, won't you, at Call to Worship, 2070, that's 2070, Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. And also remind you, you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. That's our website for Call to Worship, and on that website you can find many things, including the program. Maybe you can listen to the program in your area, but also maybe in your area you can't find this program on any radio station. Well, you can find the program by going to our website at www.calltoworship.us. That program is available from Sunday morning all the way through that week. And you can worship with us. If you miss it, you can hear it again. Also on that website, I produced a playlist listing the song and the artist, the album information, and all of that. You can print that out and follow along. Scripture, we have that too, and some other things too. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Well, let's get back to this medley with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra of London under the direction of David Clydesdale as we pick up the song, Does Jesus Care? And then winding up with Jesus Loves Me.
Thank you. in shady green pastures, so rich and so sweet, God leads his dear children along, where the waters cool flow, bathe the weary one's feet. God leads his dear children along. Sometimes on the mount, where the sun shines so bright, God leads his dear children. Sometimes in the valley, in the darkest of night, God leads his dear children home. Some through the water, some
children alone. Thank you.
past few weeks here on A Call to Worship. We've been sharing some thoughts by Max Licato from his book entitled Safe in the Shepherd's Arms, Hope and Encouragement from Psalm 23, published by Countryman Books, a division of Thomas Nelson. Today we're up to the part of the 23rd Psalm which says, You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You know, God is the shepherd who guides, the Lord who provides, and the voice who brings peace in the storms of life. At this point in this 23rd Psalm, David's mind seems to be lingering in the high country with the sheep, having guided the flock through the valley to the upper lands for greener grass. He remembers the shepherd's added responsibility. He must prepare the pasture. This is new land, so the shepherd must be careful. Ideally, the grazing area will be flat, a mesa or tableland. The shepherd searches for poisonous plants and ample water. He looks for signs of wolves or coyotes and bears. Of special concern to the shepherd is the adder, a small brown snake that lives underground. Adders are known to pop out of their holes and nip the sheep on the nose. The bite often infects and can even kill. As a defense against the snake, the shepherd pours a circle of oil at the top of each adder's hole. He also applies the oil to the noses of the animals. You see, the oil on the snake's hole lubricates the exit, preventing the snake from climbing out. And the smell of the oil on the sheep's nose drives the serpent away. The shepherd, in a very real sense, has prepared the table. What if your shepherd did for you what that shepherd did for his flock? Suppose he dealt with your enemy, the devil, and prepared for you a safe place of nourishment. Suppose he, in the hour of your failure, invited you to a meal. What would you say if I told you that he has done exactly that? You see, he has called us to himself and invited us to take a permanent place at his table. When we take our place next to the other sinners made saints, just like we are, we share in God's glory. May I share a partial list of what awaits you at his table? Some of these you already possess. Some will come at the table of the Lord later on. Romans 8:1, you are beyond condemnation. Romans 7:6, you are delivered from the law. Ephesians 2:13, you are near God. Colossians 1:13 says, you are delivered from the power of evil and you are a member of his kingdom. Romans 5:1, you are justified. Ephesians 2:18, you have access to God at any moment. Hebrews 13:5, you will never be abandoned. Did you get these? This is at the table that the Lord has prepared for you because he loves you. You possess, now get this, you possess every spiritual blessing possible. Ephesians 1:3 says, in Christ, God has given us every spiritual blessing in the heavenly world. Wow. This is the gift offered to the lowest sinner on earth. Who could make such an offer but Almighty God? Father, thank you for preparing a table before me in the presence of my enemies, a table with you that will go on for eternity. Father, thank you for being such a great shepherd to us, for loving us, for protecting us, for preparing a place for us. And we look forward to that time when we will be together in heaven at the marriage supper of the Lamb, knowing that you have indeed prepared a place for us in your presence. Father, thank you for being with us here on this earth and guiding us and guarding us and leading us as a shepherd. But we thank you also, Father, that the time will come when we will be in your presence and we will enjoy the blessings of your heaven with you forever and ever and ever. We give you the praise and the honor and the adoration for it all. Well, thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise, winding up with a medley of songs with the Tom Fetke Singers in the sweet by and by, just over in the glory land, and when we all get to heaven. Thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070, that's 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is part of the broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Now let's wind up our time together with the Tom Fetke Singers and their song entitled, What a Day That Will Be. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, host of A Call to Worship, heard every weekend right here on this station. This is one of the songs we'll be using on this week's broadcast. We'll also be sharing a very special psalm this week from 1 Chronicles chapter 16, and we'll be continuing our devotional in Max Lucado's book, Safe in the Shepherd's Arms. We're up to the part of the 23rd psalm where it talks about how our shepherd is preparing a place for us, a table for us, in the presence of our enemies. We'll have some wonderful old songs and a couple of new songs, too. I hope you'll worship with us this weekend right here on this station. It'll be A Call to Worship. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, host of A Call to Worship, heard every weekend right here on this station. This is one of the songs we'll be using on this week's broadcast. We'll also be sharing a wonderful psalm from 1 Chronicles and talk about how our good shepherd is preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. We'll talk more about that and, of course, lots of great worship and praise music. So worship with us this weekend here on A Call to Worship.